Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world, the shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about
last, now everybody go to breakfast.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, CNC Hardware Locksmithing, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, J.S. Johnson, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Tuesday, February 7th edition is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company. And yeah, I'm here in the chair. Have no fear. Listen, first and foremost, let me tell everybody, do not get that cold and cough what's going around right now, man. Wow. As you could hear, I sound like I got two Kermit the Frogs in my throat. So y'all got to bear with me, all right? But yeah, please. COVID may allegedly be gone, some people think, or whatever. Listen, still do your distancing, still do your sanitization, still do all of that, all right? Because I was doing it, and I still end up with this, all right? So please, I don't wish this on no one. Prevent it if you can. Avoid it if you can, and if you have it, lots of fluids, and rest up, all right? But like I say, I'm here today, ready to do my thing. And of course, you know, I gotta make sure y'all entertained. But y'all gave me a gutful yesterday. I can't even be sick. My God. I am humbled and grateful to know how much you love the show and how much you anticipate me being here. I feel the same way. But if you're sick, I don't mind if you don't tune in. So if I sick one day, let me get better. Anyway, I gotta big up my crew over there at CNC Hardware Locksmithing. Listen, man. Known them for years without fears. They're doing big things, all right? They have the best automotive car key prices in town. So if you need to get those keys replaced, great spot. Or if you want to, you see them going. You know, sometimes you see your keys starting to go, get the CNC Hardware and Locksmithing. They'll get you the new keys cut ahead of time, all right? And right now, until February 14th, they're having a Valentine's Day sale. Awesome saving on car keys. All right, they're located at Mackey Street, right opposite Cartwright's Garage. Top of the hill, right across the street. From Fine Threads, Cartwright Garage, right in that area, boom, right there. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturdays, 9 to 4 p.m. All right, you can follow them on Facebook for all their upcoming specials. And they cut and program almost any car key with quality service. All right, I endorse them, full 100. That's my good brethren's them. They was hot and they didn't hear me yesterday. We're like, here today. I had to make sure I could listen. CNC Hardware, they don't just do the car keys, you know. They do the home security systems. They do the alarms, all of that. And I didn't want them to lock me out of my own home, you know. They got a sense of humor like me. So be sure to check out CNC Hardware and Locksmithing, all right? Remember, they got the best automotive car key prices in town. Great sale going on until February 14th, all right, on car keys, all right? They're located Mackey Street opposite Cartwright's Garage. Don't forget, 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturdays, all right? Give them a shout today. Give them a call, 803-4899. That's 803-4899 or 393-4058. All right, be sure to check them out. my crew over there at CNC Hardware and Locksmith, and they're going to get you hooked up. And remember, I tell you, if you see your car keys going, get over there and get them cut now, ahead of time. You don't want them to break in that ignition, or none of that, have no headache, all right? So, yeah, go ahead and get yourself hooked up. All right, keep an eye out for Freeport, Mr. Producer. I know Sarah and the crew trying to get on in. All right, let me hit you up with your teaser so I know your mind's in a good place. And you know what you're paying for? Joker's Wild Party passes, lunch and dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's, Dunkin' Donuts coupons, KFC coupons. It's fully loaded, okay? So here we go. What am I working with today, though? What am I working with? Ooh. Wow. This is a deep survey, you know. This post-COVID depression is a serious thing. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 50% haven't done this in over a year. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. Recent survey, 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 50%, absolutely, right down the middle, exactly half, haven't done this in a year. What is it? That's your brain teaser you got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. All right, let's jump on into the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Finds. New arrivals in stock right now, both locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. As a matter of fact, you can shop online. Check them out online, findthreads.com. Do your shopping online. Then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. And both locations open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right, let's see what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views That Matter since 1844. Now, listen, we really got to find out what's going on. Because in the words of Keith Sweat, something, something just ain't right. Yes, indeed. What's going on? Every time you look in the paper, you got people, you know, you got the PM and the leader of the opposition, Mr. Michael Pinto, going out at open BPM. Listen, that one called over. Pinto had screwed you all on that one. Just accept that L, Mr. Davis, and keep it moving. Your administration, due to bungling, okay, cost us $150 million. I don't care how you try to spin it, deflect it, shape it up, smack it up, flip it, rub it down. Oh, no, it's still $150 million. Story by Kendia Dames, executive editor. PM explains why a decision was made not to execute fuel hedge trades. Though Prime Minister Philip Davis repeatedly told Parliament in the past he had no knowledge of any request to execute the BPL fuel hedge trades after coming to office in 2021, he explained yesterday's government's decision not to accept recommendations to execute the trades and insisted it turned out to be the right decision for BPL and the Bahamian people. How? It costs us $150 million. But me and you got to pay for it, Mr. Producer. How? Is it benefiting you? Because it ain't benefiting me. And if it came with some guarantee we pay this $150 million and no more blackouts and no more load shedding and no more foolishness, then maybe we might entertain it. But that ain't happening, so ain't nothing happening. Tote that out. There was a request to renew one of the hedges that was expiring, and our government declined to do that, said Davis. But he did not say at what point he finally learned when and why someone in his administration decided not to conduct the transactions. Wow. Is it me, or is there a lot of finger-pointing going on here? A lot of maneuvering. At the end of the day, take the L. We have to take it. We got to spend $150 million extra. Thanks to your administration, your Minister of Works. We have something called NIB that's hanging over our heads. Let's get that dealt with now so in the long run, it don't cost us more later than it would have cost us now. All right? Another headline. PM, I can't lay pandemic spending report because we can't find info. What? Prime Minister and Minister of Finance Philip Davis said in the House of Assembly last night he had not tabled a report on pandemic spending as required by law because the information needed for the report just is not there. I haven't laid the pandemic spending because I can't find the information. Now just allow me to say, well, mother sick. Because I want to say something else. But that has to be one of the coldest answers I've ever heard in my life. I got the information. Teacher, I can't turn in my report because I don't have no information to turn in my report. I don't know what happened to it. You work for us, Mr. Davis. You need to turn in that report. We need to know what you're spending the pandemic. And how ironic, wasn't this same administration, when they were in opposition, wanted to know down to the penny what the F&M spent? Oh, the irony. Oh, the irony. Well, I suggest you try to find that information, Mr. Davis, because we need to know what's going on. And I can tell you this, right as late as within the last 3 weeks, monies were being returned, cars and boats and other things were being returned to the police that was supposed to be money spent on. So I can't lay no pandemic spending because I can't find the information. We are trying to find this. That is like a totally, totally, totally unacceptable answer, especially coming from a PM. That's when you're supposed to bake out some of that campaign trail BS, Mr. Davis, and give us some good Bill Clinton-like BS. But you can't find the information. You're the Minister of Finance, though. It's your job to have that information. Bell, government still recovering money from food program. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. The government is still recovering money from the National Food Distribution Task Force, Minister of Immigration and Labor Keith Bell said in the House of Assembly yesterday, noting that just last week it got $100,000. I'm not here today to talk about the prudence and fiscal responsibility of the food program under the last administration. But I might add, while I'm not talking about that today, more than a year later, we get to page 6 now. More than a year later, the Ministry of Finance and the police are still recovering money over $100,000 last week, Madam Speaker. Boats, cars, other heavy equipment from food program. Well, you all been in office for a year. Didn't you all say you always can investigate out of the break? Why are you taking a year just to come up with all of this? I mean, I get it if it happened right out, right within, you know, the administration's turning over, but you've had a year. Who's to say how long you all had it and why you all didn't get to it sooner? Nearly 668,000. 68,000. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
I want to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it before you answer it. Name one ministry that is successful in this administration.
The Office of the Spouse.
You think we really need to be paying somebody except the spouses go on?
All right, the problem is you told me to think about it. The problem is you didn't tell me which hat to have on when I thought about it. So I had on my comedian's hat. Let me take the comedian hat off now. Put on the broadcaster hat. Off the top of my head.
Let's look at the Ministry of Finance.
Let me just say this. None jumps out as a sterling example. Go ahead.
Let's look at the Ministry of Finance. Obviously, the PM is failing. How many times in that situation?
Hold on. Wait a minute now. He might not have that info either.
Remember David Lyon as when he's in opposition? I don't recall.
Yeah, you got it. You remember when they asked him if there was any
the insurance on Palmsy.
I don't recall. I don't have that info.
Let's look at immigration. Let's look at the national security. Let's look at education.
What about pandemic?
Let's look at social service.
What about pandemic spending? And he's the Minister of Finance.
when the first thing the PLP did, when they came into power, they took, what, $30-something billion away from the national health insurance? From the feeding program or to help the people?
Right, but now they're finding money in the feeding program a year later.
No, not even before we get to that. Now the Minister of Social Service is saying, oh, he didn't realize that the people were in such bad shape and that people need so much help. You cut the program. And then you could turn around, oh, you didn't know that many people need help?
Well, you see, recently the PM made a comment, now it's time to focus on, what, BPL. So wasn't that your whole campaign promise, the whole campaign trail?
But But why they put
again, Bayman's back at work and providing jobs and all this, but now you're focusing on it? That's the equivalent of minister, and when the next lap is for the poor.
But you know what got me the most? You know, the entire country been complaining about this immigration problem. Now the administration is just going to go take a look at the thing that was put in place to stop the knocking on noses.
Here's what I have a problem with caller. Nobody has agitated the judge or the judiciary and all of this to lack of a better word, fish or cut bait. Make a decision, please.
Well, again,
minister, not in his capacity before he you know, gave up office to this administration, and this administration has refused to pick up the ball on this only because it's now a powder keg ready to explode. Now they turn an eye to it. Remember, you can't campaign on these words. We are Bahamian of Haitian descent, and don't expect the roosters to come home to roost.
Exactly. But when you find the answer, let me know. Let me know a successful ministry.
Yeah.
And I will give you $100.
Well, I can call you if I find one. If you find one, call me, okay? All right. And then make sure we got the right answer, and we'll split the 100, 50-50.
All right, I'll continue to listen.
All right, my brother. Continue to contribute, too. Always got good stuff when you call in. I appreciate you, man.
All right.
That's what I like, man. I like callers who call it right down the middle, man. This is naughty. In less than 3 months, illegal structures erected in one Abaco shantytown increased by nearly 300%, according to a senior Ministry of Works official. The Prime Minister needs to address this. This is a national crisis. I agree, it's reaching a national crisis. And then when you have mitigative factors and outside sources for their own agendas throwing in there, and what I call the accelerants or the inflammatory, you know, remarks to accelerate this, that doesn't help either. Naughty, this administration is lousy. Pintard, how brave, and says lying on themselves when confronting the BPL fiasco. Pretty much. Naughty, great show, as usual. You haven't been to work yesterday. I hope you ain't been on no job. And if no, I was on no job, and if you guys fighting this coal mine, and I tell you to send me a remedy, but I see which text it is in. So no, keep your cat, keep your salt, and keep your rum. I don't need none of that. And your piece of lime. Let me go to the phone lines again. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, Naughty, I think I get an answer for your last caller.
Okay, go ahead.
Tourism. Is that not working, in your opinion, Naughty?
Tourism is working to an extent, in my opinion. And you have to be real when you look at the numbers. And to say that it's up over 700%, that's correct. You have numbers arriving. But it's not really reflective of stopover passengers. The majority of those numbers that are counted are private islands that belong to the cruise ships. So the majority of those people going to those islands are counted as visitors. But are they impactful visitors to the bottom line of New Providence, Grand Bahama? No, because we obviously don't get those stopover or stop-off guests because obviously, you know, there's situations going on where they're not matriculated. There's mitigating factors. So generally, yes. Yes, the numbers are up, but are they impactful numbers? Are they really pegging home where everyday Bahamians in the tourism industry are feeling it? No.
Naughty, help me out. My attention span is a little short. Are you saying that tourism is waking or not?
I'm saying that you have to look at the numbers, all right? And I see why you say your attention span is too short. Let me repeat it for you, bro. If you have 700 million guests come here. Do you think all 700 million came to Nassau? Do we see that? Do we see that it hit Nassau and Freeport?
Tourism is more than one island.
All right, but what you have to look at is what both administrations have done when they talk about the private islands. That's where the majority of the guests go, and on those private islands, Bahamians aren't employed. The cruise ship personnel are employed. So Bahamians are not feeling an impactful bottom line of this. No, so it's not working as it should be. Next question. Whoever coaching in the back, tell him, give me an X one now. Let's go.
No, come on, man. Give me some credit, but I listen.
You didn't tell me your attention's buying short, so I got to go on what you tell me.
This long answer, but I still could tell whether you were saying it was waking or not. That's all I wanted to know, in your opinion.
Not as effective as it should be, because you're not seeing your beach vendors, your hair braiders, your jet ski operators, all of them, you're not making that impact anymore. People are losing out on that. They're going directly to the private islands. When you have certain entities cutting out all the tour companies in the hotel and only one or two companies are catering, there is a cutoff. If you look at cruise ship numbers, if you look in anywhere else in the ports of call, St. Martin to be exact, because that's the richest port of call when it comes to cruising, $300 average spend per tourist when they get off the boat. In the Bahamas, it's 100. Prior to that, it was only 20-something prior to them opening the port and readjusting it and doing what they're doing. The bottom line is we need to have more excursions and more impactful experiences so that tourism dollar can get up to that $300 spend like in St. Martin and other areas in the region, and we not be holding low at $100.
Well, we're getting them here, but we're not feeling it on the ground.
Boom. There you go.
Thank you.
Potato, patata, tomato, tomato. We saying the same thing, my brother. Let's go to the next call, and then we got to go to Freeport. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's that?
Yes, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm fine.
I think I heard on the news today that the national insurance is thinking about going up on us.
Well, I mean to laugh, Chief, but if I don't laugh, I'm a cry, so please forgive me.
Yeah, I understand. First of all, why are all these things just happening after the pandemic? I don't understand these people who go to bed and wake up the next morning and think it's okay to do these things. Next thing, the Rodney A. Bain Building and the Royal Bank down Carmichael Road, I found out they are national insurance buildings. When did the national insurance go into the real estate business?
But that's what I'm finding out.
With our money.
I tell you, but they're property rich, but liquid short,
and
with our money.
Who facilitated these sales and got the national insurance caught up in it, got money out of it, and gone home? I mean, see, these are the kind of things we need to have a major inquiry in.
And that's why I put my information out. That's right. Why we got to hold people accountable, because we can find the information ourselves. We don't need no help.
We didn't mandate them to go and buy no property. They're supposed to invest our money and leave it as that. Now, the next thing. Before they jump to us, they already tax us. They double our taxes this year in inland revenue and everything else. And they're going up now. They're going to tax the insurance and all that. I'm wondering, all these illegal immigrants that we pass on the road that have these little shops, and they're selling, and the people who are in inland revenue ride past them every day, just like you and I, and it don't dawn on them. Why don't we tax these people here who are not paying any taxes and just taking money out of the country instead of going back to the Bahamian people, the middle class or the upper class or the lower class people? How come these things don't dawn on them?
Because it makes sense, Colin. That's the problem.
And these people, it wouldn't be so nice for them to come in the Bahamas if they got to spend most of the day, because their whole objective is to either get to Miami, spend their money, get to Miami, or send it back home. So tax them so this don't be a nice idea for them. Come into us. And if you're going to go up on the tax, this is the next thing with national insurance. Do not tax the business people. Tax the people who are employed.
Yep.
Because we don't get anything out of it. So why should I pay more than the employee? I can't understand that, Matt.
And if I'm a property owner, too, come to me for my real property tax. Don't try to go lean on my tenants to get them to cut me out of it, too. That don't work either.
I've been trying to understand why I should pay more for somebody than they do. From the time this thing started, because I was about 13 or 14 when National Insurance came in. So I knew about it. So why I'm trying to figure out, for the life of me, why should I pay more than you and don't get anything back? That is not business. And I'm not in the charity business.
No, charity begins at home. That's why we got to start there and take care of ourselves.
So I don't understand when these people go to bed and wake up and this foolishness come to their head.
Man, listen, it ain't when they go to bed, it's when they drink before they go to bed. I wonder, some of them must be drinking flip.
It seems like any time they wake up, and listen, you know what? I told a banker the other day, because they think because they go to school to study banking and finance, 80% of them don't own a business.
No, but 80% of them got plenty to say.
Thank you.
Have a good one, caller. I appreciate you, man. I got to get to the break right now. Let me check this caller. Naughty, your caller said things start going up in the pandemic. Let me correct him. Things start going up after the PLP took over the government. Drop mic. Okay. Well, you're all fired up today. Let's get to the break, man. On the flip side of the break, we'll be going to Freeport. All right, Freeport Report's coming up. We got the buzz going on, brought to you by John Shoes. We'll check in with Freeport, see everything that's happening down there in Grand Bahama. You know, it's Tuesday. They got the Grand Bahama edition in the Guardian. Spend the money and get that Grand Bahama report on the flip side of the break as the Tuesday, February 7th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Attention. Attention all KFC lovers. Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy. 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out. This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger looking good.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Your class, last. Now everybody go to breakfast.
Shayo.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. The Tuesday, February 7th edition continues right now. It's time to check out the buzz. It was buzzing in Grand Bahama. The buzz hall brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Don't forget, new arrivals in stock every Monday, Tuesday, ladies. Be sure to check them out every Monday and Tuesday. Both locations, you got new arrivals in stock. Wide selection for men, women, and children. Athletic, formal, and casual. Don't forget the workwear, the fast fashions with all the accessories to match. All right, and don't forget, John's now has small home appliances and cookware available for you as well at both locations. John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store on Rosetta. Be sure to check them out today. And remember, John's serving you is a pleasure. All right, let's get to Freeport. Mr. Producer, we got Sarah and the crew. Got to welcome Sarah Kirkby as we do each and every Tuesday to the show. It's the Freeport Report.
Handsome.
We got the crew down there from Grand Bahama. Right here fighting this cold, Sarah.
I hear it.
Oh, man. It
dude,
is the
you
worst.
Have
do not get
shoes.
It.
Oh, just hearing you talk about shoes. So exciting.
There you go. But John's got a great selection, man. But what's going on in Grand Bahama, man? Y'all got big things popping. I'm looking at the supplement, man. And I'm telling you,
good.
A new way forward for Grand Bahama
have to
Port
be a real
Authority.
Mom.
Okay, go ahead.
Vicks, just saying. Vicks is always good.
Listen.
My mom will tell you.
MJ told me to put on the Vicks, and I didn't put on the Vicks. She can slap me when I go home because she already told me to do that. But it's true, though. Vicks is the remedy, man.
And old school works.
And if you really want to do it, get the hot bowl of water, throw the Vicks inside, and stick your head under the
exactly.
towel.
Exactly. That's what I was going to tell you.
Vaporize.
That's what I'm gonna do next.
There you go. But
that's that English remedy.
There you go. Listen, what I'm really excited about, big headlines mm-hmm. to the Grand Bahama News jumped out this morning when I was mm-hmm. reading the eye of Grand Bahama Port Authority. Could it be that the conversation is actually?
I was hoping to get Darren on to talk about this in person.
Man, we got
to
get Darren on for a whole show dedicated to that.
On this, which I love to hear.
We got to get him talking on this. But do you think, though, Sarah, that this is like the initial step in the right direction now for that dialogue that's been needed to be had for so long?
I think it is. I think it's time. There's a lot of people talking about it, but there are a lot of things happening in Grand Bahama at the moment, and there is a lot of change that's needed. People are not happy with the direction things have been going in a while. So, you know, maybe it's time for a shakeup. Maybe it's time for things to adjust. There are interested buyers we hear that are out there. That's exciting for us. I don't think that the business community or the community of Grand Bahama wants to change the way we're set up. And that's what I get from reading from Darren says it and Mr. Gape as well. We're not looking for government to take over. We just want the existing group that we have to work and work diligently on bringing people. And there are some things that we aren't happy about. We want to see things change. So this is a good start for it. And it's getting a conversation going. And Grand Bahama needs a kick. And there are new investors coming in, and they are going to want to see things happen. And so this is hopefully the remedy to get it going.
Another thing, when I see get it going, and I hope they do, because there's a lot of things that look like they're popping up, ready to take hold in Freeport. That's good, you know, that Freeport needs, but Grand Bahama needs. So I think that the Port Authority and the residents of Grand Bahama and the government, to an extent, need to all be on the same page to really make it flourish and really make it jump off. And then when I see other good stuff now, see, like Bahama Bay, I've always liked that property. But the old Bahama Bay getting an upgrade. Hey, what's happening? Tell me more.
It's lovely. When you take people down there for a day visit down, it's like going to the Out Islands. It's like our little bit of Abaco, you know, right.
That's what I like. I like the drive down there. It's a nice drive.
That's right. It's a great drive. You go through 8 Mile Rock. You stop at little bars on the way. There's some great little restaurants. You can stop at Old Bahama Bay, get some great fresh fish. It's a beautiful place still. And, you know, despite that it went through all the things with the Gensermeer property, there are some amazing homes down there. There's still, you know, quite a few famous people that come and stay down there. But Old Bahama Bay is still quaint the way it is. And they've kept the houses and the cottages the way they are. So it's a great little weekend getaway. And a lot of people go down there. It's great. And, you know, you get the gully wash down there that I love. You go see Eddie on your way out to Old Bahama Bay. It's a great day trip. And it's fantastic.
It is.
And if you're heading the other way, go east. Then you go to the Lukayan National Park.
I was just going to, yeah.
Right next to
the
it.
Top 10 ranked Lukayan National Park. A top 10 ranking.
Bad, eh?
Good stuff.
Very good stuff. We have 3 national parks in Grand Bahama. You have the Rand Nature Center. That's where Festival Noel is. It's where events take place, artists, showings, farmers markets. It's more of a consolidated park to see what the trees and the fauna are like. But then you can go to the national park, which is out east, and it is gorgeous. There's a beautiful boardwalk out there. We have some of the most gorgeous beaches out there. I posted it on my Facebook. I was talking about it. You know, we have 44 beaches in Grand Bahama, and some of these stretch for miles. And when it is low tide, it is stunning out there. And after what this park went through with the hurricane, it's amazing that it's come back so well. You've also got Ben's Cave, where they do the diving. They do the cave diving. So it's a really beautiful place. And so they've now put in a proper welcome center. And it used to be the most visited park, actually, in the whole of the Bahamas. It'll probably get back that way when Carnival starts with its cruise ships, because people can also visit some of the local areas in the thing. It's, you were talking about cruise ships earlier today.
I'm excited for Grand Bahama, though, Sarah. I'm seeing this. Yeah. Every time you talk, there's a little something more and more happening.
I know.
And those are the kind of... Those are the kind of tourist numbers and projects that I like to see, because it's one thing to have cruise ship numbers, but you got to look at the cruise ship numbers, because, you know, the private islands involved and so on and so forth. These kind of projects, the bottom line, Bahamians feel it, because they're allowed to still be in the tourism industry. And I think all that's going on.
You can see the uptake.
Yep.
People, we're going to do a story next week on one of our largest tour vendors, and you can see it. I went to Banana Bay, like I said the other day. You can't even get a seat sometimes. But also, it's the repeat customers, and as we would call them, the snowbirds, that are coming back, that are really keeping Grand Bahama going. But they bring friends, and it is packed. If you go out to Fish Fry and you go out to local events in Grand Bahama, It is great seeing all the tourists back again. It's refreshing. We just, as you know, have to improve on how to get there. They all say the same thing. It's got to get easier to get here. So we do need to work on our airlift, which we talk about every time with Chester Cooper. But the other big thing I was so excited about, I mean, it's sad at the same time they brought down the bike, the old bike shop, but they're cleaning
man,
up the highway.
Man, you
just
beat me to it, man. I want to say, let's say, one of my favorite eyesores in Freeport finally got yucked down.
Yes.
The bike shop.
And it was one of our first eyesores that we talked about on air.
And one of your longest lasting eyesores, man.
Yeah, so I was pleased. My favorite part about this is the sign that they put in front of it, and it said shop space available for rent.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the best. But
hold on, wait a minute. Sarah, they had that sign up prior to the demolition?
Yes.
So who is going to rent in that old hunk of nanny? I'm sorry, man. Are you really, are you serious? You can't write it no funnier than that.
I know. I don't know if that's the storefront behind. So if it is, I apologize to them. But they put this up near this.
No, but
with trees growing out of it.
Shop spaces for rent. Somebody was going to set up a crack house? My God.
I know. But it's good news. And they have, and they also told us there are more demolitions on the way, which is great because it really does help the psyche of the Grand Bahamian.
No,
who
but
is tired
but,
of seeing
but
these
Sarah,
buildings.
But
and they
when you
see
that
down.
Building, when you see that building demolished and that's flat now, right?
Yeah.
Now you got a guy like me sitting here in New Providence going, well, I like the corner lot. It's a good location. You never
That's
know.
Right.
That might be the home of, you know.
You got to come. Things are changing. We got big things happening.
Like
so
Field of Dreams.
If
you build it, they will come, right? All right. So
exactly. And then we must talk about, please, because I really want to get people to come out to this Junior Junkin.
Yeah, I was just going to say, H.C. Christie doing big things with Junior Junkin with the Beacon School.
Yeah. And those are the special needs students, right? So these kids really have a lot of issues they're already dealing with. To get them out and to do this is tremendous. So I am so, so pleased about this donation. But I really do want to push everybody to go out. It was fantastic at New Year's for our Junkanoo. I know Junior Junkanoo, these kids have been practicing for months. It's going to be, you know, big competition. So we want to encourage everybody to come out again, which would be great. And the other thing I want to tell you before you go off to all your competition is I want to thank DeGregory's Cafe. They are now selling our paper daily and obviously pushing the Tuesday edition. And that DeGregory's Cafe is Solomon Shopping Center in Port Lucaya, down in the port area, which everyone would know, Lucaya. And it's great. Everyone goes there for coffees, the best croissants, chocolates, cakes, Italian food, everything, and you can stop in now and get the paper daily.
There you go. Well, I appreciate you chiming in and getting us up to snuff. And let's try to coordinate Darren for next Tuesday if we could, man. I know he's busy.
He's a busy man, because let me tell you, he and Rotary are doing a lot of things. They're doing a big, they have a raffle going on. I think it ends in March that I know he wants to talk about. We've got it on the 242 News, and we advertised it last week in the paper.
Let's get him on and talk about that.
It's all to help the people in Sweeting's Key. It's to get them, I think, a fire truck and more things that they need down there. And then his Rotary group just donated, I think it was like $5,000 worth of food and special needs that went down to the area as well. So they're working really hard. So he is, you know, the Rotary is doing a great job here in Grand Bahama. We can't say enough about him, to be honest.
I mean, every time I look up, he got something out there, got some information, or he got a talk show going on, he got a video going on out there. Very, very, very inspired young man, man. I appreciate all of Darren's efforts.
He is. And we've got some great stories for you next week. So we're doing well. And thank you, as usual, for your support. You've got some big subjects to talk about today. So I will leave you to that.
We'll get to it. Thanks so much, man. We'll get to the break now. Be safe, Cheryl. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. All right. Be safe now.
All right. Feel better.
Thank you. I'll take my Vicks when I get home, too, for sure.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, Mr. Producer, as we get to the break, let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, they need to tax these Haitian people. The Guardian just said we spending $30 a day per person on food for people at the Department of Immigration, and we spend nearly $1 million to repatriate them last year. We need to start sinking boats when we see them, Naughty. What you say? We need to take care of our immigration problem, but we need to do it within accordance of the human rights protocols that govern us internationally and globally. So if the boat is closer to Port-au-Prince, tow it back to Haiti. If it's in our waters, get it to the Defense Force Base and repatriate them. And if they're in American waters, tell Uncle Sam, keep them and stop sending them back our way. How about that? But yeah, we do need to work out better taxes so Bahamians don't have to bear the brunt of everything. If we're going to tax, let's tax everybody. Can't just keep putting it on us. Naughty, Freeport needs to play hardball with that group. Tell them if they don't put up and or shut up and invite Taiwan in, 50-50 joint venture with the country. Oh, Lord. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Naughty, I had to call about your caller from Freeport.
Go ahead, my brother.
Lady. You know, that's
now, we're almost to the break, so make it quick. And I said that to be
let's
short.
Let's talk about the billets being the billets that need to become now the ones on the eyesore. Who are the eyesore on the mall strip? That's the main strip in Grand Bahama. They want more white people. They ain't touching them. But the black people billets get knocked down.
Now, okay, fair enough. That's something that we need to address, but... You can tell me the bike shop, man. Let's be real. That bike shop, I'm glad to see that go. That was an eyesore, bro.
Yeah, on Queens Highway, but on Queens Highway, it was going only the locals is going on Queens Highway. No tourists is on Queens Highway.
Well, you got to take me down there when I come down to visit my in-laws and give me a tour and tell me where everybody's going, so I know the right side of town, the wrong side of Ron, and you know.
Also, all these things in the pipeline for Grand Mama. How long they been promising the hotel can sell? Hotel sell yet? So we ain't hear no promises. We will see cement on the ground, and we will see things happening. Don't promise us nothing.
Yeah,
don't come to us with no signed agreement.
And listen, I totally get your stance on it, Grand Bahama, because you have been through a lot. You have been promised a lot, so I get it. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
You know, and another issue too. The cruise ship, Valeria, that comes into Freeport. You got one tour company that comes and pick up all the tourists, while you got the taxi line off. You got hundreds and hundreds of taxi line off, but you got one tour bus taking all the tourists. That ain't fair to the taxi, man.
I hear you. Man, Quali, you gotta call me earlier so we can chop it up before we go to the break, man. All right,
buddy.
Because you always got good stuff. But keep an eye out there in Grand Bahama for me, man. Keep me posted as well, all right?
Yeah, man.
All right, be safe. All right, let's get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll go right into the news in the 5 o'clock hour, and I'll have your trivia answer for you on the flip side of the news in the 5 o'clock hour. Great first hour, y'all. Keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, January 7th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Or shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fast at your feet.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport, or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Juicy.
spicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Yo, cast, last. Now everybody go talk breakfast.
Shadow.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Tuesday, February 7th edition continues right now. And of course, we got to get it started like we always do with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Then we'll check out the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And we'll be have a special interview coming up in that portion with the Bahamas Youth Flag Football League coming up. So we'll have a good conversation with them and the Bahamas Flag Football League in general. Get everybody caught up as to what's going on in short order. We'll wait for Peter to chime in and our guests to chime in, and we'll get to that in short order. And later on, Pearlie will be in the building. All right? And we'll get caught up with him because we got lots to talk about. But like I said, we started off like we always do with Today in Sports History, brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. And then, of course, don't forget happy hour every Wednesday, every Friday at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7 p.m. Give them a call, see what they got going on for you all week long. 377-7776. All right, here's what happened on this day in sports history, February 7th. And it's a doozy. We got a lot that happened. 1949, Joe DiMaggio signed a contract with the New York Yankees that was worth $100,000. It was the first six-figure contract in Major League Baseball history. 1958, the Dodgers officially became the Los Angeles Dodgers Incorporated. 1965, Cassius Clay began using the name Muhammad Ali. 1975, the New Orleans Jazz ended a 28-game road losing streak. 1976, Darryl Sittler of the Toronto Maple Leafs set a National Hockey League record when he scored 10 points in a game against the Boston Bruins. He scored 6 goals and 4 assists. Illustrated released its annual swimsuit edition. It was the largest regular edition in the magazine's history, 218 pages. Yeah, 218 pages. That's what I call a swimsuit edition right there. 1988, Mike Tyson and Robin Givens were married. 1989, the 40th NHL All-Star Game was played. 1992, Mike Tyson testified at his rape trial in Indianapolis. 1994, Michael Jordan signed a contract with the Chicago White Sox to play baseball. 1995, Joe Mullen of the Pittsburgh Penguins became the first American-born player to score 1,000 points in the NHL. Mullen ended his career with 1,063 career points. 1995, U.S. President Clinton invited the two sides of the Major League Baseball strike to the White House in an effort to reach an agreement. The two sides did not resolve the issue that day. And Bill was quoted as saying, "Well, I think that sucks. We need to get it right because baseball is a part of Americana." Shameless Bill Clinton impersonation, I know. 1997, Jim Kelly of the Buffalo Bills announced his retirement from the NFL. He was the only quarterback to date to guide the same team to 4 losing Super Bowls. 2 of them against my Dallas Cowboys, by the way. 1998, the Dallas Stars retired Neil Broughton's number 7. And in 2002, the one-hour television show entitled NBA All-Star Read to Achieve Celebration aired. And it's been rolling on ever since. And I appreciate the NBA for pushing reading and reading literacy. Quote of the day: "Fans tend to get too excited by streaks of either kind, and I think the press does too. There should be a happy medium." Walt Alston. And that's a wrap on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. We got Peter chimed in yet? Did Peter zoom in yet? All right, let's let Peter in, and then we'll bring in our guest. Peter, what's going on, my brother? But I don't hear no change. I don't hear no keys. Well, you got to unmute your mic, Peter.
Oh.
There you go.
Here you go. I was wondering, does Jerry have to admit that he was wrong to get rid of Jimmy for Dallas to win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think so. I think that might be it. It took Shula to pass away for the Dolphins to get back to relevancy. Maybe that might. Listen, I'm going to send that to Jerry. You know me and Steven are cool. I'll send that to Steven, try to get it to Jerry and see if that might happen.
I like to say, they say the 49ers got to admit that they did wrong by Kaepernick for them to move forward in the playoffs.
Listen, man, at this stage of the game, I've been waiting a long time for my Cowboys to win one. If that's what it takes, let's get it working. I'll write the apology for him. But anyway, Roger. Speaking of football, here. I know you got some guests lined up for us today, and we're going to let our guest in right now, and we're talking flag football, correct?
Yes, Bahamas Flag Football League, Bianca Lee, who is, I believe she's got a pretty high position in the organization. She's doing some great things. They had the Legends Tournament last year. It's back this year. There's also the Bahamas Youth Flag Football League, and that's developing a lot of young players. And
correct.
It's doing it in a safe way. Without contact, and that's good because you get to the work of your fundamentals without, you know, having to worry about the physical part of it. And many NFL players, their children who have an interest in football, they actually do start off in flag. And then later on, like the junior or senior year in high school, that's when they get into contact, when they've mastered the fundamentals. So it's a great opportunity for young persons in the Bahamas to get into the game, do it the right way, learn the techniques and the fundamentals in a very safe environment. And then, you know, you could go to play flag for your college dorm or, your whatever school you go to, or you could play in the tackle when you go into school somewhere. You could try to be a walk-on on the tackle team. So it's a great opportunity to play, enjoy yourself, love the game. And maybe, you know, when I was young, I wanted to be like Mike. I didn't get there, but I tried. This is maybe they can be like Mahomes or maybe like Dak Prescott.
So, not like Dak. You wouldn't win no damn games when it counted. So, no, not like Dak. Can't believe you caused me to say that, Peter. Let's get Bianca in here before you make me throw my team under the bus even more. Let's welcome Bianca Lee to the show. How are you, Bianca?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year and all that good stuff. What's going on with flag football? Bring us up to snuff, please.
And same to you with Happy New Year, even though we are now in February.
Yeah, well, you know I'm a little bit late, man. It's all good. Better late than never.
That's all right.
So let's talk flag football before we talk about the youth league, because I want to talk about both.
Sure. So we are actually less than 1 month away from the start of the Bahamas Flag Football League for the 2023 season. And so we are in full gear. We get started on the 5th with a preseason tournament, and season starts on the 12th of March. And so we're going to let everybody work their jitters out in preseason on the 5th. We have a full calendar. We have several different events going on throughout the season. We're looking to do nationals this year with Freeport. And so that kind of gives you just a little taste of what our calendar looks like.
That, I mean, to think the flag football getting back with those Freeport games, that's exciting because I remember back in the day, like they had some legendary games in Freeport and in Nassau between the two islands. So that's good stuff.
That's a rivalry.
Yeah, the Heroes tournament was actually really fantastic. I believe we had 6 teams from Freeport. It was either 4 or 6 teams from Freeport that came down. We had Cayman teams. And of course the Nassau teams, and we had 21 teams in total. And so it was great competition, and we look forward to having the Heroes Tournament again this year.
You have a date for that tournament this year, right?
Yes, it's October 7th and 8th.
For the Heroes Tournament, correct?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Let me circle that on the calendar now. I think that one's
going to be a big one.
And as far as the youth program going, I know, you know, Jason's been on the show before talking about it, and I'm really excited as to what you guys are doing with the youngsters as far as flag football goes. Like Peter mentioned, introducing them to the game, the fundamentals, mm-hmm. and learning how to play it correctly. And it makes it an easier transition to tackle later on because they have the fundamentals down. It's easier to put on pads and a helmet once you know what you're doing.
Well, I won't. Yes, definitely flag football is clearly the fundamentals of American football. And it's great for the kids. It creates a really good social environment for them. Teamwork. We actually, I believe there was a tournament in the schools or between several schools. And we actually have several of the youth that will be a part of the adult teams. And so their transition is actually really easy because they already understand the game.
Right.
And so now, you know, the steps that they're going to need to learn is the blocking for the men and the women. And that's kind of the only transition that they really need to make because they already understand the game. And with 5-on-5, you really have to know the game because it's a very, very fast game.
Yeah, that's not easy at all. That's a quick tempo game.
No, it is. It is. And it's done in, I believe it's, what is it, 12 minutes? It's something ridiculous. It's really, really a short amount of time for you to get, you know, your scores in. And so we get playing 8-on-8 and 9-on-9. The men have 25-minute halves. The women have 20-minute halves. And so, you know, you have 50 minutes or 40 minutes to get your scores on the board. And then you get to block as well. So you can run down the field and push somebody out of your way.
Right.
And let the runner pass. So it's a different game. However, the fundamentals are very much the same.
Right. And I think that since we don't have football in schools, I think this is a good step that you guys are getting into schools now with the flag football. I mean, that helps a lot too. Because even if it doesn't get to the tackle level initially or out of the gate, mm-hmm. you got, so like Peter mentioned too, flag football is huge globally. You go off to college, you could play intramural, you could play in leagues in the States, you could definitely get on teams to travel. So it's definitely something that will go with you for a while. It's a great sport.
So here's the beauty of flag football. And I'm very excited about this because from the moment I actually started with Bahamas Flag Football League, my question was, well, what about the girls? We hear about the boys always getting scholarships. We've sent several to Holland College. And there's some others that are, you know, getting scholarships. Well, they are actually offering scholarships for youth females in flag football. And so it's an opportunity for young women to be able to go and play flag. And you are correct. Flag football is worldwide. It's not just in the U.S. It is worldwide. And so, you know, when we travel and we go away, we meet people from all over the world. And it's really exciting to hear and listen to the community that flag football creates. Being a part of this Bahamas Flag Football League for as long as I have been, it has created a whole new family for me. And when COVID hit, we, all of us, were missing our family. Yes, we were missing football, but we were missing the people that took up our Sundays every Sunday, every weekend. And that was what we missed more than anything. And to have our family back is just, it's fantastic. And we add to our family every year.
Speaking of adding to your family, I got some texts texting in, Naughty, how do I get my kids involved in the youth league? And I had a couple other texts in school. How do I get involved in the flag league? I think these are like college level kids who are now home from school.
Okay.
And obviously interested in continuing playing flag. I guess they played it in college.
So we are on Facebook, and you'll see some flyers out with some teams that are looking for members. And so just take a look on our Facebook page. Don't knock me. It's, I believe, BFFL242 on Facebook. We're also on Instagram with Youth Flag. It is BYFFL242, as far as I know. I'm terrible with Facebook handles. I apologize.
I have that one for the youth. That's the same one I have.
Right. And so our email address is, for Bahamas Flag, it's BahamasFlagFootballLeague@gmail.com. But your best bet is to go to the Facebook page. You can send a message And we may end up just pushing you back to the Facebook page to see all of the flyers that we have posted, because we've received the flyers from each of the teams this season that are looking for players.
Okay. So all the information will be there.
All of the information will be there, yes. And so the season actually starts on the 12th. Our rosters actually lock next week. So on the 17th.
So it's an official kickoff on the 12th and rosters lock for the season on the 17th.
Yes. So the reason we lock our rosters that early is because our entire league is insured.
Okay.
So
that's awesome.
If they have any injuries or anything like that, they are covered with a reimbursable plan through JS Johnson. We've been working with them now for several years, and it has been a huge benefit to the league. Yep. And so it has helped to enhance our league. We always have emergency care on site every season, just in case something happens. You know, of course, you don't want anything to happen. However, if something does,
you have the measures in place to take care of everybody, which is awesome, which is good to know, because a lot of leagues don't offer that. I'm just being honest.
That was actually, that was something that we put in place several years ago, because we realized that, you know, I mean, it's especially when we moved deeper into the semi-contact, we realized that the healthcare was very important. And that level of care, it's a sport. Even though it's recreational, things happen. And so it was a judgment call we made, and we do not regret it. It was probably one of the best things that we could have done.
Well, so, I think you did an awesome job in that, and I think other leagues need to follow suit in that regard. But it's good to know that you guys, what year is this for the Flag League? It's definitely over 20, correct? Or almost?
Started in 2009. And so...
So 14 years, more or less?
That's a lot of years.
14, getting close to 20 for sure.
I've been part of the league since 2012.
Right.
I heard in 2020, and it said that the 12th season of the Bahamas Flag Football League, this is in 2020. So,
yes.
So we're about 14 or 15, yeah. So you've been doing it for a minute, man. It's a great league. So, and a lot of people like to come out and watch too, even who don't play. They just like to come out and support and enjoy the atmosphere.
Yes, definitely. And so what we're doing, so we always have vendors on site. We're actually going to be sending out our correspondence in reference to getting vendors for the season. That should come out early next week. And all of our vendors are vetted. And so we make sure that nobody is selling the same thing, so that there's an opportunity for everybody to do very well on those Sundays.
Right. So you got a niche item. It's not only niche item out there.
Yes. Yes. And what we're going to be doing this season as well is we're going to be selling season tickets.
Okay.
And so that way you can buy your booklet for the season and not have to worry about your cash, you know, at the gate you're coming out to the games. And so we should have those broadcasting next week as well, so that you can make your purchases. And, you know, our season championship is on the 25th of June. So those tickets are for season only. They're not for the playoffs or for championship.
What I'm going to need you to do is coordinate with Peter, though. So I need at least a weekly update on the show from the Flag League. Can we make that happen?
Most definitely.
So we'll try to coordinate for, say, like Friday. So going into the weekend, you got your little hype up for the games and so on and so forth. So we'll make that happen. So you're going to be part of the team for the Flag football season. You're now my official Flag football correspondent, Bianca.
We kind of have that in place already.
Yeah, but I mean,
if you didn't know that already.
We can make it official though now.
That sounds fantastic.
All right.
Absolutely fantastic.
So
yes.
I appreciate you. And again, like folks, they just need to go to your Facebook page, correct? And all of the information will be there and so on and so forth.
Yes.
But
if you have any questions, just send a message and we'll get back to you.
All right. So you guys kick off on the 12th. So that will be.
Yes, we do.
On the weekend.
But you got to come out to preseason.
Yep.
Preseason is when you get to really get a taste of what is what.
All right.
Everybody working out their jitters.
Right. Getting.
And
yeah.
So preseason is going to be a single elimination tournament.
Okay.
We're going to start at about 9 a.m. And so we have 14 teams this season. We have six ladies. No, my apologies. We have six men and eight ladies teams.
Hold on, man. Fellas, y'all didn't let the girls take you all over in flag football, eight teams to six. Y'all need to stop drinking beer and make two more teams up, please, fellas. Yeah. Come on now.
Listen, you know that the women are going to take over.
Y'all always do, but God, I mean, it's...
I'm going down to Potter Ski Dock tonight, do some recruiting.
You need to do some recruiting, man, yeah. My God, I'll coach one of them teams. My knee is shot, but hey, if it involves, you know, flag football and a cold brewski, I'm down.
That's right.
There you go.
Anyway, we got to get to the break, but I do appreciate you chiming in. So obviously everything is a go starting this weekend, correct?
Not this weekend. Don't do that to me. Don't. We have a month.
Oh, a month. I'm sorry.
Just under a month.
I misunderstood. Is March your kickoff? And I thought you were saying February.
March.
March. Oh, March.
No, March.
Peter,
yeah, March 5th.
We could recruit one bear drinking team, bro.
Oh, yeah. I can be down by the...
You recruited Potter's Key. I can recruit at Fish Fry. You get
as soon as I'm fucked them off the boat. I'd be like, fellas, you know, you might be here a while getting sorted out.
Yeah, you take care of the Potter's Key destination. I take care of Fish Fry. We can put a team together. We'll do it. And we'll coach it up because I ain't playing.
That's right.
But I'll coach
you straight.
Just one more thing. We're planning a South Out as well.
Okay.
Fundraiser.
Then.
The day before preseason, we'll send all of that information out as well.
Okay.
It's going to be a busy calendar.
You sound like you got a lot of events planned, and I'm sure you know you have a platform right here, so we'll definitely be getting it out for you. All right?
Much appreciated.
No problem,
Bianca, before you take off, do you have a pick for this Sunday's matchup?
What do you mean this Sunday's matchup?
In the Super Bowl. Pick?
Oh. no, I don't.
Okay.
No for some reason, Eagles 10 is that's popping into my head.
Okay. Real quick question, Bianca, before you go. Location, I got some Texas saying, yeah, no idea. I want to go out and check out the games. I'll bring my own beer. Where do they play?
So we are at the multipurpose fields out by the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. So... where the old tar is, or Queen Elizabeth Sports Center.
Right there.
Right in the back of that area. You can see it driving on Thompson Boulevard.
All right, there you go.
You can see the fields from Thompson Boulevard, but you're going to have to go around as if you're going to the track stadium.
The big field in front of the stadium off of Thomas.
It's ocean. Look across that field right there.
Right.
Yes.
Can't miss it. If you miss it, you really should be playing football.
All right. But thank you guys for chiming in. Peter, I know you're going to stick around. Bianca, we really appreciate you. And we'll talk to you next Friday, man. I mean, next weekend leading up to the preseason as well.
Sounds good. Thank you.
No worries.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Take care now. Let's get to the call real quick, Mr. Producer. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, who is it, Naughty?
What's going on, brother?
This is Dolphins and the Lakers.
All right, but see now, listen before we get into this.
I was supposed to call you yesterday, but I was
under the weather.
In some other things, right?
What's happening?
I reach home, you'd have done finished.
No, I was under the weather yesterday. You would have gotten a recorded show, so don't watch now.
Well, anyhow, listen. I got one little business what I starting, right? A foundation.
Okay.
I need you to support me, and I know you could do it. You, Peter, and...
Pearly.
And Girly.
Yeah.
I need you all to support me. What I was thinking of doing, I was going to send the papers in of what the organization is all about. I could give you a little brief.
Yeah.
Give you a little brief on it.
What you got?
It's about reaching out to young people and the elderly people in our...
You got me. Say no more. When I speak my gums about the spectrums, the young and the old we neglect.
Okay.
I'm down.
So listen, what I was planning on doing. See my fiance, she is the one with spearhead and everything.
Right.
So I was gonna tell her, I can see if I can hook you up with her. She's a teacher.
Okay.
But she's get off 4:00. So she could come on the show with you and talk. And you all took a chat.
What to do when we go to the break? I need you to hold the line. I'm going to let the producer get your information for me so I can call you off here.
Okay.
And coordinate it.
Okay, okay.
But if you're dealing with the young and you're dealing with the old, I'm down.
Yes, sir. I know that.
You got my support. Say
okay,
no more.
Bro.
All right? Now, as far as your Dolphins go, you're all in the Losers Lounge, and me in the VIP in the Losers Lounge, but the two of us in the Losers Lounge.
I came with the Chiefs.
I came with the Chiefs, too.
Yeah, I came with the AFC.
But and then as far as basketball go, I want to talk to the Lakers right now.
No, they got me upset.
They got me upset. I bet
you
on that.
I'm talking no basketball right now.
All right, so make sure I get my producer, Mr. Producer, make sure I get his number before we go to the break, please, so I can coordinate with him. We'll take a quick break, and on the flip side of the break, Pearlie will be in the building, Peter will be in the building, and we'll be talking more sports. We'll be talking NBA, we'll be talking NFL, all on the flip side of the break, as the Tuesday, February 7th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
John's January sale has begun, and you don't want to miss out on one of the greatest savings events of the year. 25% off shoes, bags, accessories, and clothing in either of our John's Shoe Stores or John's Fast Fashion Clothing Stores. 10% off Timberland brand products. 15% off Sperry Footwear. And don't forget our nursing and hospitality uniform store. John's Carewear, which is also 25% off everything. Whatever your footwear needs, come into John's. Palmdale or Carmichael Road. January 24th through 31st. To start the new year off right. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Your cars, last. Now everybody go talk breakfast.
Talking Heads, the Tuesday, February 7th edition continues right now. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Boss man, what you saying?
What's going on?
It's your number one Chiefs fan. I know I've been...
Listen, before you get into it, make the call to Mahomes, man. I did the recording today for Bahamas at Sunrise like I always do with my sons. And listen, it's 50-50, man. It's 50-50. It's 50-50 in the household.
No. They say he's doing... The ankle is doing great. I just came checking off the Kansas City Chiefs official site.
All right.
He's working on practice. Everything's moving. He's moving good. He's ready.
I already told somebody that they asked me who my MVP candidate would be for the game. And I got a dog game. You know who that is?
Pacheco?
No. It's still out of your backfield, Jerick McKinnon.
That's true. I mean, truth of the matter is Damian Williams did a good job. I mean, he wanted to play that. So, you know, man. It depends on what they decide to do. If the Eagles decide to double Kelsey, then the backfield's going to be wide open because their defense is garbage.
I think he's going to get a lot of screens, and I think they're going to put him up in the slot because he's such a good receiver, and they're going to exploit that matchup.
And he's fast.
Because he's fast. Is Juju playing?
The only person who's not playing right now is
IR. So he's out.
Yeah, but McCole Hardman went on IR. The foot's not going to be here, so he goes to IR.
He's everybody else
so
is good. Edward Delaire's playing.
Go ahead, yeah. Peter. Y'all were talking over each other.
I said, sorry. So I think they're down two receivers who may or may not play, so we don't know. Hardman's done, so Juju, is he going to play? And the thing is, if all you've got is Kelsey in a running game, you know, you're going to be in a whole lot of trouble for that Eagles defense, so they need... we talk about Mahomes. I'm like, Mahomes, he's a soldier. He's a baller. He can be ready to play, but he can't throw and catch a ball to himself. So they need, especially that Eagles defense had 70 sacks. 70.
You're correct.
Them boys out there to play.
Receiver. Yeah, you're correct. But understand that everybody has now been cleared. Tony is cleared. Snead is out of concussion protocol. Juju is cleared to play. And so MVS is ready to go. We are going to be at full strength other than Mecole Hardman. Edwards Alaire has been put back on the roster. He's ready to play. So we're walking with just about every bullet in our gun. If we lose this game, it's going to be because we didn't play well. If we play well, we're going to be fine.
Okay. I have a question for you. You know how Mahomes is making all that money, right? Doesn't it seem as if he's one of the, maybe the only quarterback money, and he's worth every penny?
Well, no. I think all those guys are worth their money. I mean, the truth of the matter is that the difference between what we've been able to do with the Chiefs and some other ones, he has been smarter. We signed a lot of our guys first on defense and then Kelce, and then signed Mahomes. We've been able to draft Rizzo. We got 8 rookies playing.
Come on, man. Okay? Come on.
And so
Devontae Adams and left Green Bay, and Rodgers fell apart. Tyreek Hill left Kansas City, and Mahomes kept on humming. So, I mean, you got
to
give
him. Hold on, Peter. You can't say Devontae Adams left Green Bay. He went to the AFC and made the Pro Bowl.
Right, yeah.
No, I said he left Green Bay. He left Green Bay. So, Rodgers lost his number one receiver, and the Packers fell apart.
Yeah, but Peter, you're missing my point here. Yeah, but so I'm saying, listen, the point is, it's not just Mahomes and the players. You have to have a good front office that manages your money. The Chiefs have found a way to manage their money, still bring in talent, and draft well. We have 8 rookies playing. 8 rookies. You can't, I mean... We drafted a total of 13 people, and 8 of them are playing. So what that does is it frees up money because they're playing on rookie deals.
But I tell you something, Peter. We got to look for regardless who's playing right now. When Andy Reid has 2 weeks to prepare for an opponent, he's something like 27-4.
Oh yeah, one of those losses in the Super Bowl, by the way, with the Eagles against the Patriots, but. Yes, 27-4.
Well, maybe he's playing against the GOAT. Yeah.
Well, hold on! Stop! One of them, Eagles against the Patriots back in the day with T.O., correct? When Donovan McNabb puked up all over the field.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, Reed's going to be ready. The team's going to be ready. The Eagles' defense and their line. But keep in mind, they had 78 sacks this season. We had 74. We're second on that list. They got to worry about us just as much as we're going to worry about them. And if you tell me that both D lines are going to try to dominate the game, I take our quarterback over their quarterback.
Good points. We got another call coming, Mr. Chiefs. I expect to hear from you on Friday before we go to the game, though, all right?
Hit me up. I'll be here.
I will. No problem. Let's get this out of call real quick. I always appreciate your contributions. Talking Ads, Garden Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's going on, man? It's just your number one Buffalo Bills and Yankees fan calling you, man. What's happening?
Well, the Yankees serving you are not a question. So what you got for me right now?
I can be a little quick. Man, look here, I feel a little conflicted. You know what? I in the AFC, right? But I can't pull for the Chiefs, man. I can't. You know what I mean?
I'm conflicted. I'm conflicted. I'm a Dallas Cowboy, and I only pulled for the Eagles once. That was to beat Brady. It never happened again. So go Kansas City.
Yeah, I love Mahomes.
So,
you know what I mean?
I
like everything about him, but
even
the AFC, you know what I mean? So I
gotta
go with the Eagles. I have to.
I'm sorry to hear that. You be
toting
the L on Sunday, but that's okay. You still
all right with me. But now, all these Chiefs fans, I don't hear no excuses, but all his ankles, this and that, and then all we have all kind of rookie receivers. Now, because, you know, if you win,
hey, as far as I can tell, all of them rookies and all of them receivers and all of that who you mentioned, they got you there. So if they're good enough to get you there, they're good enough to play the game. Let's go.
Okay, everything's good. We can wait outside. Maybe you can see.
That's what I'm saying. My point is, don't make an excuse now. The ankle was bum. You got there. Your receivers was injured, but you got there. So you can't use that as an excuse now.
Exactly. You get there with a bad ankle, so don't know how ahead of now, you know?
There you go. You got it right on point right there, my brother.
All right, Dodie. But I like so it. I
you too, bro. You too, bro. Next year, be
right?
safe, bro.
We can see Allen in a big dance next year.
No. You know something, though, Peter? You know what galls me is that Allen only had two less interceptions than Dak Prescott. You know what I mean? Dak's uh-huh. horrible, but Allen's in the MVP conversation. I just don't get it.
I agree with you. I put Burrow ahead of Allen, and I think Keyshawn Johnson said it best on his show on ESPN. He says, we all talk about how strong Allen's arm is. He's like, when he gets the Super Bowl, we could talk about that again. Until then, I don't want to hear about how strong his arm is.
All right, let's get this call real quick, Peter, because we got to get this call, and then we got to get to the break. Because the final 10 today, Rich Eisen taking us home with the big fallout from the Lakers not being able to land Kyrie Irving in that trade deadline deal. What does it mean for the Lakers? A real breakdown.
So we're not talking Dolphins? We're not talking Dolphins today? Okay, no problem.
No, Pearly was supposed to chime in, but we had the interview, and I know Pearly had another assignment today, so we may not talk Dolphins today. Do we have Pearly here yet? Did he zoom in? Did Pearly zoom in? All right, if we don't get the Pearly, then I'm sure we'll get a double dose of Pearly tomorrow.
Because I heard Tua fired his agent, got a new agent, so...
Yeah.
I don't know if that's any significance.
All right, let's get to the call real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, calling. I ain't going to talk for no sports, no. I ain't no sports fan.
Oh, what you going to talk about?
I call.
Because you know.
This is the young fella with the extra just now. I call to let you know, man. It's at least it's good there. Somebody said they won. No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Listen. To the youth, them, right?
I have the information and I have your number. So what I'm going to do when I get off air. I'm a forward the information. Right. It's definitely a group that's going to help young folks and old folks. So
it's good, man, because at the end of the day, if you could help them, like when it comes to like reading and math, a lot of them could do a whole lot better.
I got you, my brother.
I have a lot of dumb friends, Chad. I don't mean to call them dumb, but...
No, listen.
Let me tell you a story. Spanky is drive bus. That's a good friend of mine. I grew up in Campbell. All of us walking one day, but 12, 13 of us. And he stop us and he say, man... You know something? Y'all always run, y'all. Running up and down, throwing rock and this and that and that and this. He said, if any one of y'all can read this headline on this paper, I give y'all $5. And that set me different from everybody else because everybody tried before me.
Well, now guess what? The same way Spanky reached out to you and that made an impression on your life, we're going to use this group and this organization and you have opportunities to meet plenty other young men to make an impression on their lives and play it forward. All right?
I expect so. I hope so. I really would like to also.
But I got you, my brother. And we need more young people like you, you know, brave enough to stand up and say, hey, this is the way we got to go. We got to pay attention to reading. We got to pay attention to writing. And we got to, you know, focus on the young people and the old people. So I think we're on to have your information and I'll forward you the other information as well. All right?
Yes, sir.
And I appreciate you reaching out to me too, man.
No problem. I listening.
All right. Be safe, my brother, and stay encouraged. All right? It's young people like you that get us to where we need to be. I'm telling you. All right. 5:44 p.m. is the time. Peter, we got Rich Eisen taking us home today, but a couple of little tidbits from the NFL. Aaron Rodgers is taking a darkness retreat and is going to go on a 4-day darkness retreat and he's going to contemplate his NFL future. So is Aaron going to go freak himself out and take some sort of herbal drugs and drink some herbal tea that the Indians used to drink back in the day that would let him see his spirit animal and then he'll return to Green Bay or not? Or are we just done with Aaron?
Fans tell me that they hope Aaron Rodgers goes the path of Ricky Williams and never plays a down in the NFL again.
Yeah, I hope he goes too, so he don't beat up on my Cowboys no more. And finally,
he's 39 years old. I mean, they're like, what are you going to get for him at 39 years old? And you have let's assume that you're a general manager for a team and you need a quarterback. Green Bay says you want Aaron. What would you give her for Aaron Rodgers? Because you're going to take his contract. You have no money. That's fine. But then every other week, it's I'm going to play, I'm not going to play.
Yeah, this is my show. I think everybody's done with the whole prima donna, routine from Rodgers. Either fish or cut bait, one out of the two. But
so you know what? Give me Jimmy G. We'll ride with that guy.
There you go. Let's get this phone call in real quick before we wrap. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Make it quick because we got to get to the break. What you got for me today?
Yeah. I just want to talk quick about the GOAT. Now, let's make this quick.
About the who?
Fuzzy?
Oh, you want to talk about who, Kareem, or you want to talk about Jordan?
I want to understand this because, you know, it's different generations, right?
Right.
But to understand what LeBron did for the past 20 years, I don't think no other player could do. And he worked on his mental health, his physical health and all that. But we just were talking because Peter, he's going to Jets, you know, you're a Jets alumni. But briefly, LeBron is a once-in-a-lifetime player. And to be able to be a scorer, a playmaker, and also a leader, I don't see no other player did that.
Well, now see, that's where we got our problems, man. Because if you look at the stats, you got players with comparable stats that achieve more when it comes to the winning department. So don't try to. I see you started off, and see, that's why you got to call me tomorrow when we got this whole long show to talk, not my last 5 minutes.
The rings, right? So why Bill Russell ain't in the conversation? He have 11 rings.
Hold on, Bill Russell is in the conversation. Why do you think I say Kareem is the GOAT? Because he's done it on every level with the stats to match.
That's true. So one last thing. When LeBron get that record on Thursday, where would he be in the conversation?
Still right where he would be now. You got 4-6 record in the final. You still got a couple of people in the conversation that could be debatable over you because they got the stats to match and they've won more.
So one more question. Is Kobe above LeBron?
On my list, yeah, but on other people's list, probably no. But then again, it's my list.
I agree with you. But lastly, until we can meet in our sports debates, these things would always happen because everyone got their favorite. But like I said, favorites don't count because, you know, you got to look at the resume.
Right, you look at the resume. So when you talk about Kobe and LeBron, you got similar stats to match, and Kobe got more rings, so he's in the conversation. Mayer as well. Kareem, yes. Jordan, Bill Russell, all in that conversation. And none of them have a losing record in the finals, but LeBron does. And none of them, hold on now. And none of them ran and looked for help to win said titles. But anyway.
Guess what, man, naughty. Until Scotty and Dennis come in, Jordan didn't have a ring. When the Celtics and the Pistons is beating him off, he had to get some retribution.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Jordan didn't leave to go play somewhere else where they were.
And Peter, just call him knows that, and he stayed trying to slide, and this is about the fourth time he done tried to beat us, man. And he tried every time. I know he's going to try it. But you call me tomorrow so we can pick up the combo because I got I got a good bit with Rich Eisen taking us home today. Check that out. He's going to break down the whole situation in L.A.
Smooth.
All right? And call me tomorrow. Right, Peter, I appreciate you, man. We'll pick up the combo tomorrow. Pearlie will be in the building. We'll be talking football, all right?
Much love.
Be safe. Always appreciate you. Mr. Producer, back at you. Great show today. Great contributions. Rich Eisen taking us home after the break. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Attention all KFC lovers! Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy! 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out! This crazy offer is only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying
more out of you. Don't mind the noise in the market, you get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we put in Bahamian spice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Your cast, last. Now everybody go talk breakfast.
Okay, I mean, what's to discuss in the NBA other than Kyrie Irving? Other than the fact that the Lakers wanted him in the worst way. And like it, LeBron tweeted out exactly that. What do you mean? Did he said we wanted him in the worst way? He just said, maybe it's me. By the way, he capitalized me, which is great. I would do that too if I was LeBron.
Do you think that's an autocorrect? Like he?
I don't know. It's is also capitalized too. So.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's me. I don't know what that means. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's me. But
maybe
we should have gotten
him.
Or no, I don't think it's that either.
It's not Maybelline.
No, I think it's like
maybe it's me.
Maybe it's me.
Meaning what?
Maybe he doesn't like me. Doesn't want to come to the Lakers.
Maybe the Lakers didn't have those assets to give the Nets. That's a nice package the Nets
got. Dallas sent a 2029 first-round pick. The Lakers still have that one, right?
Yeah, I guess. But, what you know.
They just don't want Russell Westbrook.
Who wants Russell Westbrook?
I don't know. I think the Lakers, he's in a good spot. He's playing well off the bench.
I get it, but.
And closing games.
I get it, but is this the. Like, look,
not Kyrie
Irving. You know, I've enjoyed watching the Lakers last week plus. I've talked about it. Jim, we talked about it here. I like how they've closed games, although, you know, New Orleans with T.J. Jefferson's fantasy darling when he plays, Brandon Ingram. That guy can ball out
when he's healthy. That's why my fantasy team stunk so bad. He was gone all year.
I know. But that was a fun game to watch over the weekend, by the way, New Orleans and the Lakers.
Yeah, that was
fun. Is this team going to win the championship this year? No. The current Lakers are a good watch. The current Lakers.
They're fun to play entertaining games.
Right, can finish games and win more than not. I think the current Lakers, the way they're playing, they could play themselves into and then above the play-in tournament.
Yeah, they're a play-in team.
A little better. I mean, look, it's not too far from where they currently are to the middle of the playoff pack in the Western Conference. You're not too far away.
Let's take a look.
You're not. But are you going to go on a run and beat the Jokic, Jamal Murray, Aaron Gordon, Denver Nuggets in a 7-game series where Denver's got the home court advantage with the current group? Can you do that? I mean, LeBron and AD can go off, but...
They could. I mean, the Lakers are 13th in the West right now, but they're only 3 games back of Dallas for 6th.
Okay. So let's just say in LeBron's mind, we could have given up a package where I have Kyrie and AD.
Yep.
And still have what? Lonnie Walker?
And Rui
Hachimura? Yeah. We can close games like that and the bench doesn't matter. We only need is just 3 guys. You know,
maybe 2.
Coach Ham can tighten the rotation down to 8 during the playoffs. That's all we need. I can do that. I got it.
And now with Steph out, like maybe a month, maybe longer.
I don't know if as much as you know, I love the Warriors. I don't know. I mean,
but they're 8th right now.
Don't you think this is the Nuggets conference? If Memphis can get its, you know what, together.
It feels that way. I mean, Sacramento is 3rd right now. That is insane.
So LeBron must be sitting here thinking in his mind it's wide open.
West is wide open.
But apparently the Nets were working with the Lakers on a 3-way deal to try and get Kyrie there. So is it when he says maybe it's me? It's like maybe it's me that the Lakers aren't trying hard enough.
Oh, that's not how I said it. That's not how I read it. I read it. Kyrie has a problem with LeBron to Cleveland, which is why he left in the first place. And they just want to play with him.
I don't know. I thought this entire venture, the minute that you had that reaction looking at your laptop on Friday's show, like mind blown. I thought this was all about trying to get his way to Los Angeles. Ooh. And I got a bunch of texts from people, you know, involved in the league just sending me like, this is all about him getting the Lakers.
Yeah, but
I
also,
thought that's what it was to begin with.
If you're the Nets, going through what you stated earlier, your personal feelings about him, why would the Nets allow him to go to a place like the Lakers, which would help benefit. I don't think that was ever really going to be on the table. For
I don't
Kyrie,
know, man. As much as it might be, personal because he's been such a pain in the ass, or he was not available. What Ian Eagle said earlier this hour, he's played in 52% of the games he was eligible to play in his tenure for the Nets.
Wow.
We'll do the math for you. That means he missed 48% of his games, and so you know. As much as that has been an issue, as much as whatever we see is the tip of the iceberg, they're going to take the best possible deal. And if Kyrie winds up in a spot where he can win it all and he's happy, I wouldn't care. I'm not like saying, I'm so personally hating you so much, I want to send you to whatever Siberia I can. No, I'm going to try and get the best possible deal. You know, if it's a one and multiple twos and two players, including one that I know, you know, and the organization at least knows in Dinwiddie, and he's been playing very well.
Yeah, and he played well there.
So I'm doing that. And plus, you know, it's not – if you think the Nets had an axe to grind against him, I mean, sending him to play for Cuba and coached by Jason Kidd and play alongside Luka Doncic is a pretty good spot. So I wouldn't go there. I just think the Lakers didn't have a package similar to what the Mavericks offered. I just don't think they gave up a lot.
I think so. I think they gave up a lot. And considering you're just trying to get rid of a player you think is toxic and doesn't want to be there, they got a lot back, Brooklyn did. I think they might be better off.
I think they are better off. That's what I said in the first hour.
It all depends
on
Kevin Durant coming back 100%.
I know this is gonna be the conversation, but this week the Lakers, I think, are gonna dismantle Oklahoma City. And then, if I'm not mistaken, LeBron needs to have a monster game to break Kareem's scoring record tomorrow night.
Yeah,
he needs
36.
I mean, it's possible for him to do. 36 is a lot of points.
Yeah, but
how many times has he scored more than 35 this year? He's done it.
Consider the circumstance. Like, now LeBron isn't really a first shoot type. Like, he's a distributor. So now if he knows he's that close, he might just be going for his.
Or he's just going to do it against Milwaukee. Either way, it's going to happen.
It's happening this week.
Lakers will roll it out for him. Like, this is what they do. They have big nights that are historic nights, not just for the franchise, but for the entire league, and they play it up big.
I think he does it Tuesday.
But I don't know if you'd prefer Kyrie or a big move before Thursday rather than breaking the record on a Wednesday. I don't think he particularly cares.
He's gone over 35 eight times since his birthday.
So it's possible. Look, here's the deal. He's going to break it, and it'll be a nice night, but the maybe it's me thing, you took it to mean that Kyrie has something personal against him, and I don't think Kyrie had any say in where he winds up. Did he have a no trade? I don't think he had that.
Oh, I don't know. But, I mean, like I said, I think he really wanted to come here.
Back to
why he left Cleveland in the first place.
But I thought he and LeBron, like, kind of made up, or he's...
Maybe, but maybe LeBron's like, maybe we didn't make up. That's kind of how I read it. Maybe it's me.
I don't know. I took...
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.